This recording, Chile 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought it was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so it's so funny that in this story they give ether to the goose. And I remember when I was in the high school in Chile, and we had a science class, and we were studying Drosophilas, Melanogaster, those little fruit flies, for genetic. And we were anesthetizing them with, not ether actually, with chloroform, which is not used anymore, is because it's very toxic. And we, being 14, 15 years old, nobody knew about the dangers, you know. Now, working at the university, I know, I'm so aware of all the dangers that the students are. We're so careful with the rules in the lab, but in those days, nobody cared. So we passed around and we put the chloroform in the big lumps of cotton, and we put it on the flies, and then we smell it, and I smell it, and I passed out right there in class. And it was like really bad because chloroform is toxic, you know. Now we would to begin with, we wouldn't be using it, and then we would be doing this under hood, and nobody will be allowed to this. There will be rules and everything. So I'm just thinking, you know, how much we have progressed in that stuff, and I see that these people are using ether. It always reminds me, you know, all the progress in the health and how in safety issues in schools. So, that's it. It's cool.